1. That's 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. So we're going to take a look at lively stones. Now we started, and just let me rewind a little bit to bring everybody up to snuff so we can stay on course. God dealt with me about how for oftentimes before heaven responds, there has to be something in the earth that causes precipitation as far as weather-wise. If there's just barren ground, hot, dry desert, you have very, very minute precipitation. In other words, it won't disturb or cause any stirring in heaven. But when there's something on the ground that precipitates or causes moisture clouds to gather in that, then heaven will respond. And so the principle being, as it were on the days of Pentecost, they were on the earth, they were being obedient to the instruction that God gave to them to go up to Jerusalem and tarry until they be endued with power from on high. So now he spoke to 500 people in the book of Acts. He told 500. Only 120 obeyed. It kind of sounds like the modern church. You have a core group of people that will obey, that will hear, and the rest of them, 380, is went about their business, but the 120 were obedient, and they went up and they tarried for 10 days. It wasn't just a fellowship. They were praying. They were seeking the face of God. They were waiting in obedience. I mean, there are times you need to wait upon God. Too often we act simply because we feel either pressured with time restraint or, you know, remember Saul couldn't wait for Samuel to show up. And him being king, he abused his authority and he took the place of a priest. He was not supposed to offer the sacrifice. That was Samuel that was to do that. But because Samuel tarried, Saul offered the sacrifice. The kingdom was taken from him. Sometimes God will allow us to be tested. You know, sometimes think about it a moment. Sometimes it's a challenge when you're asking God something and he hasn't spoken. But how often before he speaks, you done did already. You done went on and Ishmael is all up in your house now. When God said, wait for Isaac. See, when we wait and hear God, we can move with authority. We can move with confidence. When you know that you've heard, no matter what opposition you face, when you know you've heard, you know what God told you in your time of prayer. You know what God showed you. No matter what happens, at the end of the day, that's the way it's going to be. What God said is going to come to pass. Amen. So in a great house, there are all kinds of stones. And what's important today is that we find our place in God's house, not in the building per se, but in the house. We are his house. All these stones here are his house, right? And we make up his dwelling place. He does not dwell in the temples made with man's hands, even though he is here, but he's here because we are here. You know, and he make, because heaven is opened over this church, you know, people can come in when nobody's in here and sense a presence, find peace. You know, in places where people have opened portals, dimensions from hell, you know, you can go places and you just feel eerie. You know, there are places like that in the world where there are vortexes. There are places where people have offered sacrifices, have worshipped the devil, and have caused certain things to manifest there that lurk there, all kind of strange phenomena. So we are under an opened heaven. Amen. And so it's very important that we find, that we know, and that we stay in our place. Because God is building a house. Amen. Any architect that builds, they have ultimately a blueprint. They don't just throw up a bunch of stones. You know, they know where the bathroom, the living room, the master bedroom, the closets, they know where all these things are on the blueprint. God told Moses, and he also told Solomon, be sure that you build according to the pattern that I've shown you. You see, that's why it's important to know how to wait upon God. To wait upon God and not try to speak for God before you've heard God. Or to do for God before God has instructed you. So that we can build according to the pattern. Because it's only the pattern that God's going to fill with his presence. And that's what we need. Moses made a statement. He said, Lord, if your presence doesn't go with us, don't send me. And he told Moses, my presence shall go with you. And the indication is I will give you rest. You won't have to be anxious. See, when you learn God's ways, you're not anxious for a bunch of stuff. Because you know how he brought you out last time. You know how challenging it was last time, but God brought you on through. God answered your prayer. God made the way out of no way seemingly. Amen. He does it every time over and over. And we need to learn from these lessons. Amen. So first of all, we looked at in a great house, we have first of all, great stones. Now there's a chief cornerstone we'll look at a little later, but we have great stones. And we talked a little bit about the great stones. You have seven types of stones that made up the temple that Solomon built. It was a glorious temple. It was a great house that he built for the Lord. And God's presence filled that place. Okay, so we had great stones. Let's take a look again. We're rewinding a little bit, and we'll get into tonight's lesson. But in 2 Timothy, if you get that for me, chapter 2, and starting at verse 19, God's house is a great house. The word declares here in 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. And let everyone that names the name of the Lord, name of Christ, depart from iniquity. Go back to that verse. And I want to emphasize, here's where we have to start. If we want to build, we first have to allow God to cleanse our hands. Amen. Let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Something's wrong when you have all the time the can't help it. You know what I'm talking about? They can't help it. I just couldn't help myself. You know, I can understand maybe a little baby growing up and they have to learn, they have to be taught, they have to be corrected. Yes. But here you are, you've been walking with God for a while and you still have the can't help it. No, you need to depart. You need to make the decision to depart from iniquity. Doesn't by any means mean that we are perfect. We are still works in progress. But stuff you know is wrong, and yet you still suffer, you are inviting demonic influence in your life. Where you allow sin. I said, where you allow sin. So the word says here, get that verse from me again. The foundation of God standeth sure, having a seal. The Lord knows who's his. And he said, let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Next verse. But in a great house, there are There are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. The purpose of the fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, we call these the ascension gifts. The purpose, and we'll look at this too, the purpose of those giftings, these are giftings that God gives. These are not giftings that man owns. These are God's gifts. He's chosen people and put these giftings in them for the perfecting of the church. In other words, for the maturation of the church to build. We looked at earlier two different models. We looked at the model called the blessing model. And we looked at the building model. And you can categorize any church under one of those two models. It's either a blessing model where people just go to get blessed, but it's a construction site. They don't have apostolic men and women to build. See, the apostolic anointing is to build. The word apostle means architect. Let me throw somebody at you that maybe some of you didn't know. The New Testament was written upon apostles and prophets, not pastors. I see some heads shake. I heard some amens over there. It's not based upon. See, we've known people know today. In a great house, you have people to vessels of honor and dishonor. Those that are saved, that are in God's house, in different categories, some only know Jesus as shepherd, which is wonderful. Know him. Some only know him still in the manger, little baby Jesus. But the objective is to perfect the church, to perfect the saints, to bring them into a maturity, to where they see Jesus as a warrior king. He's not in the manger anymore. He is risen, and the zeal of his father's house has eaten him up, and he's coming back for his, and he ain't taking no prisoners. Amen. He's declared war on the enemy through his church. You see, when he was here, he was the light of the world. The Father was there. Holy Spirit was there. He was endued with Holy Spirit. But when he left, right now he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. So the Father needed another partner. So he said, we're going to partner with the church. In other words, the church is going to do what Jesus did. So he's not just a shepherd. He's a warrior king that's leading us into battle. When Joshua crossed over the Jordan and was leading the people into their promised land, their inheritance, at Jericho, one night, he heard a rustling by the wall outside of his tent. He grabbed his sword, and he went out. And he saw a man standing over against the wall with his sword drawn. And Joshua said, are you for us or for our adversary? He's ready to fight.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.